and recreation open space elements. And based on those conversations, we went back and made some edits to the text for the goals, objectives, and strategies, and we are presenting that to you today as a follow-up. Can we switch? Do you want to do recreation open space first? Okay. Let's start there. If you recall, one of the things that we tried to do is clarify some of the language. And so, for example, in this objective 6.1.1, we looked at strategy 3 and changed text from be open to evaluate the possibilities of public-private partnerships for recreation opportunities. This is consistent with the feedback we heard during the last meeting. Is there any other comment that you would like to make at this time?
I think we're good.
All right. Number two, we had discussed removing strategy 6.1.3.2 to support planning of and construction of large facilities such as the Georgetown-Lewis Rail Trail. I think the idea was we didn't want to be too specific, and so therefore this strategy was struck. Any comment?
I think we're okay.
If I put a mark to it.
Try to clarify strategy 6141, require that recreation lands open to the public that are in new developments be protected by easements. I think there was discussion as what covenants mean, so we tried to clarify this a little bit.
But that would be protected by easements for the subdivision, right? So we're not opening the subdivision up to public land.
These are for recreation lands that are open to the public in new developments.
That are open to, okay.
Yes.
Some subdivisions have offered.
Right.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah,
okay. Like that.
I understand.
Okay. We're good.
All right.
Is deed restrictions any different? I mean, easements and deed restrictions, that all mean the same thing or?
No, they mean a little bit different because deed restrictions govern the ownership, the people that own property within the development. If it's an easement, that would govern third parties, the public. You know, deed restrictions don't address the public. So, and that's what he's trying to do is make it
so
more open.
Is the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Think,
that,
yeah.
George?
We learned something.
Strategy 6.2.1.1, determine better ways to encourage the use of the county density bonus program. We took out the language about closing loopholes.
That's good.
All right. Strategy 6.2.2.1, strengthen county development regulations to ensure that open space dedicated by developer contains contiguous open space. We didn't feel like we needed to talk about passive recreation at that point, so that would be sufficient the way it was. Okay. Continuing on, 3.1, continue to facilitate the preservation of more undeveloped land. This should include working with the Sussex County Land Trust and other organizations whose effort to expand open space access across the county. So that was a little more clarifying statement there and removing the discussion about the green ribbon.
Good.
Okay. So that is it for recreation open space. For intergovernmental coordination, it's a similar exercise. There was concerns about using words improve, so we decided to soften a little bit to say the word continue coordination efforts with state agencies. And within there, we added some language, cooperate with DENREC to formulate effective yet locally acceptable strategies for better protecting groundwater, waterways, new word watersheds, sensitive habitat areas, and other critical natural lands in Sussex County.
So watersheds and wetlands are the same thing?
Yes. Well, different. They can be, watersheds can be areas that are parallel to a corridor, a waterway corridor, that feed that waterway. Wetlands can be separate from that.
Should we add wetlands?
Sensitive habitat areas could include wetlands.
I don't care if you want to add it, but
I see it, we have nothing in anything that says we're protecting woodlands. Is there any thoughts that we at least mention that we are concerned about
That comes too in the conservation element, so that.
Wetlands and et cetera.
This is more about the coordination with DENREC part of it, not the specific protections, I guess, is probably. Because that'll come in that element 100%.
Okay.
All right, and the one shouldn't feed the other?
Yeah. Mr. Robinson, because somebody needs to keep doors straight.
Right.
We can always.
Feed the other?
Well, it can, yeah, no, but I'm just saying, you know, Mr. Cole was talking about making sure we preserve woodlands, the preservation part of it would come in conservation. I mean, there's no reason why.
I didn't know if there was any reason to mention it.
They could coordinate with each other, you know.
And that coordination could also include other critical natural lands, as well as the sensitive habitat areas. So the last two are broader that include other things.
It's up to you, though. I mean, there's no reason to.
If you want to include it.
We can include it, that's fine.
I think we should put it in there.
All right, so we'll put woodlands and wetlands.
You okay with that, Joe? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, put her in.
Yeah, if this is a place, if this is an appropriate place to do it, sure. Yeah.
All right.
I just saying, remember to circle back on it when we get to conservation, because that's where you really will deal with these in detail.
Again, softening the objective language a little to say continue coordination with regional agencies and neighboring counties. Continue coordination with county municipalities, school districts, and other agencies operating in the county. Continue coordination efforts with private, nonprofit, and volunteer organizations. Now, here we added to the strategy to say cooperate with relevant nonprofits to formulate effective yet locally acceptable strategies. And then again, it goes into the different resources available. We can update this to include woodlands and wetlands to make sure it's consistent.
Yeah, please do that.
We also struck the strategies from objective 11.1.5, I guess the council felt that objective stood enough on its own. Okay.
Okay.
This goal uses the word improve. We've been taking the word improve out, and so we were just going to clarify if this is appropriate or if we should soften that as well.
Yeah, we always want to improve those kind of things.
But we've taken improve out other places. What word would you use in place of that? Maintain and
support. It could be continue to maintain public services.
No, there's always that goal, Mike. I think to keep improving on.
Well, I know that, but we've taken improve out of 15 other places.
Well, that's all right. I mean, we can leave it in some places, right? Doesn't mean we have to take it out anywhere.
You don't have to take it out anywhere or somewhere.
Well,
you can,
we don't have to. You know, just forget about it. No, I think it's appropriate there.
I do too.
Yeah, okay.
We're good.
All right.
Sends a message, right?
Then when you get into the specific strategies, we changed improved to continue coordination between the County Engineering Office and Planning and Zoning Office. Continue to grow county public services. And then strategy 11.3.3.1, ensure that paramedic facilities and staffing are sufficient and meet public demand. 11.3.3.2, continue coordinate utilities with municipalities.
The only thing I might mention is we've approached services as we try not to provide too many services because that keeps our costs down. So I don't know if that implies that we want to grow not just what we have, but add to. Does that send that message at all?
Are you referring to 11.3.3.1, Mr. Cole?
No, I think that does actually specifically state paramedics and staffing, right? Mm-hmm. But the first one, the point three, the larger one, would be where you struck out improve and just put grow county services. If that's all they read, it just implies that we want to, you know,
provide additional. How about continue to grow existing county public services?
That might target more what we do here. There has been historically a reluctance to, you know, get into the service business, let the private sector do that stuff. Is there any thoughts on that?
Robertson, you're thinking all that heavy. I see it.
Yeah, because I see what you're saying, because it sounds like we just want to grow for the sake of growing county government.
Yeah,
that's not what we want to do.
Well, it's historically we have it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Put the word existing in there. I think that would say what we do today, we're going to continue to try to grow that sewer or paramedics or whatever you know what I mean?
Any thoughts there, John? I don't know. I mean,
it's fine. You can just say existing.
Yeah. Continue, existing.
Lawson? I had the same reaction George had when I read it last time, and it came back this time. I think existing helps the word grow, it sort of runs counter to what our mantra has been.
Historically, yes.
You could almost change it and say continue to evaluate the needs for county public services, because that's what you're doing. You're looking at, you know, what do we need, what we don't need.
I like it.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Continue to evaluate the needs for county public services.
Additional.
I just don't want to make sure that this couldn't be read to imply that we're trying to bring a lot of services to this county.
That was Robertson's.
So continue to evaluate the needs for county public services.
Essential.
Okay with that.
Yeah, put the word essential.
Okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, okay with that. We don't want to make new things. We want to do. Look at what we're doing, see if we can prove that or something.
Well, add the word essential before county.
I just threw that out because we should look at, in the future, there may be some essential county services we need to do and look at. So, but we don't want to look at the frivolous ones.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Thoughts.
We're good. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Objective 11.3.3 now reads, continue to evaluate the needs for essential county public services. Okay.
Yeah.
Works for now, yeah.
Yeah.
That is it. Any other comments or questions on those two elements?
I have a question. I know we're now working through elements that we have made comments, made amendments like we just did. At what point where will we see the end result of those final drafts so that we can go back one more time, not under speed like we have today, and read these and see them?
Any edited drafts can be recirculated to council as they're completed, and then toward the end of the workshop process, we would be going through each one again. I would hope that between now and the end of this process that council would give another read through so that when we get to those last meetings, we're all familiar with the content.
Okay. And the second question to that is public interface. Public that doesn't get to participate but still has interest, wants to see the changes we made. At what point do these go up on the web for them to review?
We can get them up onto the website. John can get them to me, and I can get them up on the website so we can get through.
That makes sense.
The housing. And we can just do as discussed by county council is how we can label them.
Latest draft as discussed by county council. Or something like that.
And I'm only recommending suggesting the ones that we've seen, commented, come back, mm-hmm. and then sort of finished.
So it would be like the housing chapter, historic preservation, these two chapters,
these two.
Utilities. Mm-hmm. So anything we've kind of mm-hmm. started and come back to. Okay. So mm-hmm. as we go along, we can do that.
Perfect.
All right, thank you. I'll turn it over to Josh Thomas at DelDOT.
Wow.
We made up 15 minutes.
We're not at 15, our 10:33.
Where's DJ? We're going to call him back quick.
BJ left, didn't he?
I think he did. He thinks other things do besides.
Well, that's fine, but we'll try to get at the end a raise.
Does this work? Is this going to work?
Yeah, just turn it on.
We'll put server by YouTube into it. That way I don't have to keep moving it.
Uh-oh, the big guns are here now.
Everybody hear me okay?
They moved to the front.